From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. How many pilots do you need up there in the friendly skies? Boeing recently projected that the airline industry will need almost 800,000 pilots over the next 20 years, about double the current workforce. Problem is, airlines are already facing something of a pilot shortage. So one solution is to train more pilots. Another might be to decrease the need for pilots. Typically, 3 or 4 pilots are needed for a long-haul flight. Airbus and Thales, a company that makes cockpit technology, they think automation could reduce that number within the next 5 years. Joining me to discuss this is Seth Kaplan, managing partner at Airline Weekly. Morning, Seth.
Morning, Tracy.
So, Seth, before we talk about automation, we hear a lot about a pilot shortage. What's going on here?
Well, first, you had this wave of retirements, a whole lot of pilots who came into the workforce after the Vietnam War. Kind of all forced to retire at once because you're not allowed to be a commercial pilot once you turn 65. On top of that, airlines around the world growing, more demand for pilots. And then in America, the rules changed. It became a lot harder to become a pilot. You needed a whole lot more hours of practice time, basically. So that's more expensive. And that means not as many people can become pilots. And when they become a pilot, they expect to earn a lot more than those, minimum wages that we used to hear pilots earned at some of the smaller airlines. That's not what they're earning anymore. So all of that, you get what airlines say is a big shortage. Pilot unions, by the way, say there's no shortage. They say, hey, just pay more and you'll have all the pilots you need.
So turning now to the automation, how would this work? Are we talking about planes without pilots?
Well, maybe someday in the future. I mean, decades off. For now, what manufacturers are talking about is maybe having one fewer pilot on a flight. Nowadays, you need 2 pilots in the cockpit, but that means you might need to have 3 or 4 on board for when somebody takes a break. What they're talking about is getting it to where at cruise altitude on a long flight, you might only need 1 pilot in the cockpit, and then you might only need to carry, say, 2 on board on an 8 to 12 hour flight rather than 3 pilots. And there's disagreement about the answer to that question.
Disagreement? Why? Are there safety concerns here?
Well, pilot unions have said absolutely that's a safety concern. Now, look, they, of course, are also concerned about employment for pilots. But they say, you just want 2 pilots up there because what happens if something happens to only 1 pilot? Now, look, on the other hand, cockpits used to have 3 pilots in them at all times, and now almost all of them only need 2 pilots in the cockpit. And of course, flying is generally as safe as it's ever been. So one way to look at it is that as flight has become more automated and as not as many pilots are required, flying has become safer. So the reduction so far in pilots hasn't made things less safe. But pilot unions would say, hey, there's a big difference between dropping from 3 to 2 and dropping from 2 to 1.
Okay. Thanks, Seth. Seth Kaplan, managing partner of Airline Weekly.
Thank you.